Thank you, Charlie. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Get a chance, check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. We're kind of revamping it, making it a little more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of emails. We got a couple of emails from people who, not going to get into this again, about cheating at Stump the Stoop.
Right.
People like, oh, Rob's giving you the answers. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, you know them all. You were a disc jockey. Well, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got another one saying that we are incredibly insensitive about the wildfires in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And then we got this one, which would be the email of the day.
Oh.
Dear Don and Mike, this is my first note to you. I live in Seattle, and I'm an older fan. I guess he's writing about us, they were here before they were replaced. I still listen to the podcast. I love these guys, especially Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And then all in caps, but they are so wrong about cavemen.
Oh, wow. He's the guy.
Yeah, baby.
He's the only one watching.
I asked Joe to put this up on our webpage because it's such a funny email. That is the third funniest show on the tube behind The Office and 30 Rock.
My God.
Hold on. Let it play out. What are they, retarded? How can you not see this is a masterpiece? And the horrible things they said. Surely Rob can see the genius of it. Please tell me Buzz understands. I can see why Don doesn't get it. And Mike is a little square. But Rob and Buzz?
Yeah, I'm square. Wow.
And that comes from High on Buzz in Seattle.
Well, that's very nice. You know, most of the people who watch Caveman get their news right here.
Hey, High on Buzz. Lick it.
Hey, Lick High it. On Buzz.
Hi.
Suck it.
Hey, High on Buzz. Right on.
Surely Rob gets it. Surely,
of course.
Surely. I can see why Don doesn't get it. And Mike is a little square.
Yes.
But Rob quarters. And Buzz?
Yeah. Wow. Hey, hi on Buzz. Pat it.
Pat it.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And Buzz, why have you not come to us with the thought that cavemen is such... And is cavemen, is that the name of it?
Cavemen.
Plural.
Cavemen
yes.
Or men.
That's right.
Cavemen.
It's awesome.
It's
Caveman.
It's just a secret among the very hip.
I'm delighted with the new show, Caveman.
Caveman.
Tarzan.
I love Caveman, Charlie.
Don't tell Mike. He's square.
I'm square.
Well, what have we here?
I'm not square. I'm gay.
That's right.
And don't tell me I don't get it.
Right.
I'm too busy cheating at music trivia games.
Yeah, did you get all the cards I put in front of you?
I did, Rob.
That's good.
With Mr. Jelly.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, we're going to bring that guy Jelly down.
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
And have him take me on one-on-one.
Good. Jelly roll.
I think we'll do 70s, 80s, and if he wants, maybe a little country.
Okay, very good.
He'd mix it that. Up a little
bit. I have a country mix CD I can bring in.
Okay. Hi there, Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. First, to bring you up to date on the fires, now all of the fires are contained. They're not out, but they're contained.
Good.
So now it's really just a recovery operation in California.
Arnold cured it.
He did.
And Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, that's been a refuge for people evacuated by firefighters, the Chargers will be playing in Qualcomm Stadium on Sunday, after all.
Mm-hmm.
And FEMA is now apologizing, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
They're very worried, though, about the fire danger for North Turner's face.
Well, I just don't understand. It's just, you know, I just can't. Why did he put it out? Why did he have to put it out with a knitting needle?
As a matter of fact, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is apologizing. They had a news conference earlier this week, and what they're now revealing is that the reporters in the audience asking the questions weren't really reporters. They were federal employees who were put up to this so that it would look like they had a real news conference.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They just continue.
Always, that's rather hinky.
Always helping.
Rather hinky.
That's
funny. Isn't it? Because it will drive up the price of everything you buy and do, you need to know that the price of oil has hit the $92 a barrel mark for the first time ever.
Incredible.
You also need to know there is no shortage of oil.
You know where you'll find no oil at all?
Where?
On North Turner's face.
There was in my day, but now there's not any more oil. I don't have any any more oil on there. What they did, I had zits.
A lot of drilling. No shortage of oil, at least not for the rest of the world. This, all of this is about worried investors and dollars and politics. America's stockpile of oil has shrunken unexpectedly by over 5 million barrels, which throws supply and demand out of whack. Plus, the Bush administration's made investors nervous by announcing more financial punishments against the oil-producing nation of Iran. It's the same old story. We need oil. Oil comes from the Middle East. What could possibly go wrong?
And the oil companies continue to get fabulously wealthy.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the fires in California, here's a pretty good pep talk from George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I think we played this earlier, but
I like this.
Listen, this would really give you the feeling that they're behind you.
There's a better day ahead. Today, your life may look dismal, but tomorrow, life's going to be better. And to the extent that the federal government can help you, we want to do so.
To the extent.
Yes. Little caveat there.
Jesus. That is so much like if what I said, if you were offended by what I said.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if you were offended by what
I'm
I
said. I'm sorry if you were offended.
Right.
That's right.
I'm sorry if you misinterpreted my comments and were offended.
Tomorrow may be better.
Right.
Very inspiring.
The government will not do dick. Thank you.
To the extent that we can, we will.
Now, with drought conditions on the East Coast and fires out west, the Bush administration says climate change has its upsides. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino told reporters yesterday that scientists are also looking at the possible health benefits of global warming. Quoting her.
This is a great administration, man.
Quoting her.
I swear to God. Yeah.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah, try not to pile on, but my God in heaven, what is going on?
Here's what she said, because it's so darned amusing.
Turn that frown upside down, fellas.
Many people die, she said, from cold-related deaths every winter. Climate change in certain areas of the world would help those individuals. And then she said something that is true. Quoting her, I'm not an expert.
Buenos dias.
That's perfect. Buenos dias, George.
Gracias.
Now, no matter how hard we try to ignore it, this Stephen Colbert for president thing will not go away. And some people, in spite of what you think, some people are taking it very seriously. Another new poll.
Who are these people who still eat their boogers?
No, these are pollsters, professional poll takers.
I heard something about this whole deal with Stephen Colbert.
Uh-huh.
That the people that watch Colbert and watch Jon Stewart are apathetic people that do not vote. And I believe that. So I think this whole thing is one big scam. And I think these are people that are. Yeah, but I mean, it is in that when they're talking about him getting 13% in South Carolina.
Mike, can I say something as well about that audience?
Yeah.
I believe that they abuse alcohol as well.
Amen. Yes, we do.
Another substance.
I'm talking about them, Mike.
That's right. They do.
Those they
people.
Do.
Them people.
You know, those young folk that watch those fake political shows.
Right on.
May I offer counterpoint?
Yeah.
There's no way to abuse alcohol.
Okay, touche. You won the debate.
Thank you.
I have a story for you later.
Now, the stories that I like hearing about the presidential candidates are like the ones that I saw this morning on TV where there's a bar somewhere and they've made a drink for each candidate, and they're trying to decide who's going to win based on what drink they're ordering.
Yes.
And right now, Fred Thompson is in the lead because his is bourbon and Coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And there, Barack Obama's got some sort of Bahama Mama.
Right.
Hillary's is a martini.
Good.
I believe that.
What is Giuliani's?
Giuliani's was an apple martini.
An apple martini.
Apple.
And who's the guy that tried to led the impeachment against Clinton? That's running?
I don't know. I just know that the Mormons was a non-alcoholic smoothie.
But whoever the guy is that led the impeachment, it's like peach schnapps.
Oh, very good.
Lame.
All right. Peach, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, this new poll shows that in a three-way race with Clinton and Giuliani, Stephen Colbert draws 13% of the vote, and there are candidates who would give an arm for 13%.
It does. After I get mad about it, it does make me laugh.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
A Rasmussen report. Very reliable poll takers. Rasmussen says Colbert is gaining 10% a week.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
And come on, play along. This is fun.
No, hold on. This is like, I didn't pay to see the Robin Williams movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to watch the pay-per-view.
Right.
I'll be damned if you're going to present the same scenario here now.
You know, I go between two things. Sometimes I'm laughing, and then on the other end, I want to say, you're trifling with the political process.
You're not the only one who said that.
Well, it is.
Well, the poll takers are saying, though, this particular firm says that at this rate, at gaining 10% a week, he would be the front runner in less than a month.
You know what this is like, Mike? This is like a guy that hits two home runs on the first day of the season, and they say, projected for the entire season, he'll hit 8,000 home runs.
Right, and I really do, when we're talking about people saying things like climate change is good, you know, I think it's time to really maybe take it just a little more seriously.
Comedy Central's taking it seriously. The cable network's lawyers have actually spent time on this, making sure that even in jest, nobody violates any campaign laws. Some outsiders have expressed concern about this gag putzing with the system. And Colbert's sure. rise in the poll makes even more amusing the fact that 41% of Americans cannot name even one Republican candidate for president. Only 19% of Americans can name a single Democratic candidate. Movie theaters are going adults only. That's our story when we continue.
Now I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Beth Ann wants to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm. With her new friends.
Yeah, buy some Porky's popcorn. You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
The old popcorn trick.
Hi, Beth Ann. You and your buddies want to go out to the movies tonight?
So you think you got away with one there, making up that thing about Stephen Colbert, right?
I didn't make up anything. I told you about a Rasmussen poll.
Who is Rasmussen? I've heard of Harris poll.
Mm-hmm.
Gallup poll.
Uh-huh. Right.
I swear to Christ.
Bill Rasmussen founded ESPN.
Who?
Bill Rasmussen.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the pole, does it?
No, it doesn't.
How about the North Pole?
How about the South Pole?
How about Peter North?
How about a stripper pole?
Ah, stripper pole is good.
Am I king of the poles?
Matt the pole.
Come on.
Oh, Matt the pole's good.
Come on. Come on, please crown me. I'm not blind.
Pole cat.
The shortstop for the Colorado Rockies, Tulowitzki. He's a pole. Yo, you're king of the polls. King of the polls.
You don't mean it. It was too late. You never mean it.
King of the polls.
You never meant it anyway. What's next, Buzz? Stephen Colbert has a 100% lead over George Bush.
More and more movie theaters are going adults only.
Oh, the sexy story. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's him.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Well, Buzz?
Yes.
I did a Google on your Rasmussen. Yes.
Yes, you found them then.
I found it. It's a total joke. I mean, I guess it's legit.
Yeah,
The way that the story is written, at least on their webpage, it says, comedian Stephen Colbert is not a threat to win the presidency.
Of course not.
But the odds are that his satire will win plenty of laughs and maybe even some votes.
Some votes from a few that don't take the process seriously.
It's a Rasmussen Reports phone survey. Mm-hmm. I guess the question would be, Buzz,
yes?
How accurate is this thing as opposed to the other polls that
like
we've heard
Zogby
about?
Or Harris?
Or Harris.
Or, yeah. Rasmussen is just as respected as those other polls. Obviously, I'm with you. You know, it's a dumb thing that he's doing, and he's not going to be elected. And
I know you're doing
wasting our time.
No,
but,
you're doing it as a goof. It's just I'm looking at their front page of the website.
Right.
And they've got in the right-hand box Hillary Clinton, 45%, Rudy Giuliani, 35%, Stephen Colbert, 13%.
Right.
Then in the next box it says Hillary Clinton, 46%. Fred Thompson, 34%.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Colbert, independent, 12%.
12%. Mm-hmm.
Scary just a little bit.
Yeah.
12%.
You know, as long as it's not happening. You know, right now, maybe they start too early anyway.
But the main thing I wanted to say is that, Buzz, my apologies. I was positive that there was not even such a thing as RasmussenReports.com.
Yeah, don't make this stuff up.
Yeah, there is. So hats off to Buzz.
Rasmussen.
And, you know, even though it kind of makes a joke out of the process, maybe it'll get people's attention. Because, like I said, nearly half of Americans, 41%, can't even name one Republican candidate.
That's a little scary,
too. That is sad.
I'll tell you one that my kid is interested in,
right,
which made me take a 180. I'm like, you're going to vote for a Republican? And he said, Dad, we're thinking about this guy, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul's getting a tremendous buzz.
Ron Paul would kill for 13%.
Right. Yeah, he's not going to be in the running. But
what
show is he
on? I know, Ron Paul's not
exactly.
On TV. I know.
If the first lady, though, is going to be a leg drain for him, a leg iron, I should say. His first lady is Rue.
Oh, yeah.
Rue.
RuPaul.
RuPaul. Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to hold
him. I like that little delay there.
It's going to hold him back.
Oh. I hate it when I have to think about a joke that everyone else is already... I mean, everybody driving is going... Hello. You're the same retard that was just yelling at Buzz about Stephen Colbert. Ron. It's RuPaul. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't put the first lady on the bumper sticker, but it would look good, Ron and Ru in 08.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I said that more theaters are going adults only, I was really referring to the movies, not so much... not the movies, but the audience, rather.
Because you're talking about Mrs. Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Fish sticks for America.
We got a thing going on, me and Mrs. Jones. That's Billy Paul.
Billy Paul, mm-hmm.
Billy that's, Paul. Right. That's right.
Where's the blind guy now, huh? Mm-hmm. Come on, Jelly.
Boy. Yeah, after all that, you're king of the Pauls. You had two in a row there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Looking for new ways to boost sagging ticket sales, some theaters are offering adults-only screenings of some movies. One company with 95 theaters has made more than a dozen of them adult-friendly.
You know, you want to get more adults into the movie theaters, how about less B-movies?
That'd be good. It's, you know, starting like, with the B-movie.
Yeah, the B-movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking B-movies. I'm right. talking that movie.
Right. At a couple of theaters in Chicago, if you want to see a movie at 8:30 or later without your parents, you can only do so if you first attend a brief class on how to behave like a civilized human in a theater.
Yeah, Don.
One theater is banning all kids under 7 at its 9 o'clock and later shows. And
hey,
banning,
I agree with that.
Banning kids from 8 to 16 altogether if they're not with their parents.
Elston Cinemas.
The evenings, yes. No strollers, by the way. Theaters are also offering gourmet food, Wi-Fi service, stand-up comics on the weekends, and high-def digital concerts. At those concerts, according to one theater owner, people have actually started applauding again. Also in Florida, charges have been dropped against a mother who pierced her daughter's privates to keep the then 13-year-old from having sex.
You're thinking about it like it makes sense.
I'm thinking about it like how it would help, because all the piercings I know down there are done to enhance.
This one was done to make it uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
Hey, you just take your daughters to a kiosk in the mall.
She did it herself at home.
You ask him to sit up on the counter.
A little extreme, but it could work.
And the guy comes by with his hole press, uh-huh. You know, like a three-ring binder press.
I'm going to go into the electronics. What's happening over there? Right next to Auntie Annie's pretzels.
Thank you, buddy.
You bet. Let's see. So, yeah, the woman did this herself at home. The woman also asked a friend that year to shave the girl's head to make her less attractive to boys. After thinking about it carefully for 3 hours, a jury in Naples, Florida, decided to let the mother go. They decided the mother did all of this without malice and without any permanent damage. No charges against the mom.
This is in Naples?
Naples, Florida.
It's a weird area.
The girl, now 16, had argued that it was a case of emotionally scarring physical abuse. Tune in next year when the girl goes to the prom. Police, by the way, have issued a warrant for the mother's boyfriend, who they suspect did have sex with the girl.
I think that she should follow the example set by role model, supermodel Beth Ann McBride, and get herself a breast job.
Absolutely.
And incidentally, I guess that Beth Ann's fortunes have turned since she left us.
Yeah.
Because didn't she leave us hat in hand?
Right.
And didn't she also just say that her breast job cost $6,000?
Hey, yeah. She's a saver. Yeah, she's a saver.
Also, now she's dancing 3 nights a week.
Yeah, yes, yeah, she's on the pole,
you
Rob.
Spend money to
she's
make
she's on
money.
The pole.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Some were jealous when they heard that Durex was looking for condom testers, but only in Australia. Good news, mates. Durex is now looking for condom testers in this country. There's no money in this, but the 1,000 guys who get the gig also get a truckload of condoms and other useful products.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And this is the best gig I've ever gotten, mate.
Well, what have we here?
It's a condom, mate.
The promotions now come to the U.S., and one of these guys gets a $1,000 prize that'll be based on the essays they wrote to get the gig, and I suppose on how many condoms they test. Actually, the testing is open to both men and women, as the company explains, and anyone over 18 who's an enthusiast. You have till November 4th to sign up.
I don't think I ever met a condom enthusiast.
A condom aficionado?
No, I think they mean a sex enthusiast.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's us.
Your work would begin on November.
Now I understand, Charlie.
What have we here?
15.
Wow, what have we here, Charlie?
Finally, the story I promised for Rob.
Ribbed condom.
In my chocolate cake, Charlie.
Some people don't just fall off the wagon, they go flying off of it. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, a 43-year-old man has been arrested for shoplifting after he allegedly walked into a Walmart with his wife, and while she was elsewhere in the store, he drank seven 12-ounce bottles of Jack Daniel's Lynchburg lemonade inside of 15 minutes.
Did you think for a second he was going to say bottles of Jack Daniel's?
That's still pretty impressive.
What is that, like Mike's Hard Lemonade? Is that
yeah, exactly.
That?
That's still a lot more than a six-pack of beer, though.
Okay.
Seven of them minutes. Inside 15 minutes.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Police say the man is upset that after 16 months as a recovering alcoholic, he backslid. The man says that when he stumbled upon the liquor aisle, he just couldn't help himself.
Wow.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no.
Well, on that happy note,
yeah.
The Rasmussen Report says we got the weekend off.
All right.
Yay.
So no Saturday show tomorrow.
Nope.
We'll see you on Monday. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Let's go Sox.
Go Sox.
Good day to you there, Rasmussen.
Good day to you.
Ed.
Tonight. At Executive Getty, Annie Sprinkle, Joey Silvera, and director Gerard Damiano.
And the Lynn sisters, Amber and Ginger.
And Seika.
And let me just say, safe home, Robert Goulet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, like that's bad.
This is the Don and Mike Show.